a comment that Frank Key made regarding sprawl that I think raised some eyebrows. Frank was correct in what he said, and the basis of the county's comprehensive plan, and this goes back through several versions of the plan back over the years, and I'm talking about 25 years since the first comp plan was done, and I've been doing this for a long time, and I was involved in it, and I know Lawrence will remember this, and Mr. Caldwell, and perhaps Mrs. Deaver were, but this predates, I think, the other council members. You know, in working on these plans and developing the original concepts, we had consultants come in. If my memory serves me right, we had Randall Arndt. I haven't said that name in a long time, who was a land planner. Mm-hmm. And that was all based on a concept, that the land planning concept of smart growth. Now, the theory of smart growth was to direct density to growth areas with central sewer. And the purpose of that was to minimize environmental impacts and to preserve rural areas and farmland by limiting development in those areas. So that basically, that goal was to prevent sprawl. That was the basis of the Sussex County Comp Plan. It was the basis, it is the basis for this current Sussex County Comp Plan. So that was the concept to direct density to growth areas.
Did it say what density?
And that's what right. Council's right. Responsibility
we
to determine
local
that.
Local level, right, right. It
correct.
Just says direct growth, right? It doesn't say at mm-hmm. what levels and how intense. Or
well, we'll be addressing that in a moment. Now, we basically, to this point, have been presenting a factual basis for our MRRPC application. The other aspect of a zoning decision, as you know, is the legal basis. The council's decision must be based on both a factual basis and a legal basis. And the Delaware Court of Chancery and the Supreme Court has stated that the law requires that the county government deal with a specific land use request in a rational, non-arbitrary manner, guided by the legislative standards of general applicability. The council is not free to disregard the overall framework that the council itself has established. So in other words, land use decisions are not based on popularity, they are based on the legislative standards established in the zoning ordinance, in the comp plan, and I think I'll add in the Delaware strategies for state policies and spending. Now, what I want to do is review those legal standards as they relate to two issues, and those two issues are, is this land appropriate for development, and going to the density question, is MR zoning, which increases the density of this land, appropriate for this development? First, as to the zoning ordinance, this application proposes MR, medium density residential zoning, with an RPC overlay. The purpose of the MR zoning, as stated in the zoning ordinance, is to provide for medium density residential development in areas which are or which are expected to become generally urban in character, but where sanitary sewers and public water supplies may or may not be available at the time of construction. Now, the area where Mr. Dorman's land is located was certainly rural at one time in the past, but as witnessed by the Dormans, the area has changed dramatically over the past decades and is now urban and becoming increasingly more urban in character. I've already mentioned all the things the Dormans have seen that have occurred out there on the Route 24 corridor, and I know you're all familiar with that. In fact, I'll mention when I did the school district elementary school application, the school chose that location for their elementary school because that site was located in the part of the school district with the largest population growth projections. It was the area where the school district anticipated the most elementary students in the future. Also, you're familiar with the J.G. Townsend Jr. And Company parcel to our north. That was a 162-acre parcel. Again, as you recall, that property was subject to a change of zone and conditional use applications for an RV campground that the council denied. In denying that application, the council determined not to rezone 74 acres of that property from GR to AR. And the council stated that the GR zoning, which existed now, permits 4 units to the acre, And that should be preserved because the county seeks to promote affordable housing, and changing that zone would decrease the land available for that type of use. So that 74 acres to our north remains GR. It permits development at 4.3 units per acre, and at some point in time in the near future, that site is going to be developed consistent with that permitted density. So the appropriateness of GR and MR density in this area also should not come as a surprise. As confirmed by the county engineer comments dated April 25th, and as I've already stated, this land is in the Gosley Creek sewer planning area. It will be annexed into the sewer system. Wastewater capacity is available for the development. The sewer system design assumption for our parcel is a maximum of 4 units per acre, and our density of 333 units is a gross density of 2.69 units per acre, significantly less than what the county designed the system for this area. And in fact, our density, again, is less than the design assumption and only slightly more over the already permitted AR1 density. My point is this, the MR zoning is appropriate and consistent with the purposes of the MR district. Based on the increasing urban character of this area and the fact that this is an area that will be served by county sewer as planned by the county. As to our request for the RPC, Residential Plan Community Overlay, again, the zoning ordinance states that the purpose of an RPC is to encourage large-scale developments as a means of creating a superior living environment through unified developments and application of design ingenuity while protecting existing and future developments and achieving the goals of the comp plan. Now, in reference to the OPC RPC overlay for our site, the 333 units is certainly a large-scale residential development consisting of unified single-family and duplex sections, which are appropriately located within the development to minimize impact on the adjacent residential uses. By having the one section of duplexes and the other section of single family. It provides the ingenuity by the buffers that have been discussed and preserving the natural vegetation in those buffers. It's basically designed to be environmentally sensitive in accordance with the goals of the comp plan. And of course, as I already mentioned, will be served by central water and sewer. So for those reasons, we believe the MR-RPC designation is appropriate and consistent with the plan. The second legal consideration that you have on a zoning change is the comp plan. As you know, the comp plan was mandated by the Quality of Life Act, which the state of Delaware enacted. The law requires that the counties, under the supervision of the Office of State Planning Coordination, prepare and adopt the comp plans. Section 6959 of 9 Delaware Code provides that after that comp plan is adopted, the land use map that you've adopted has the force of law, and the regulations you've adopted have the force of law, and developments must be in conformity with the land use map and those development regulations. The Sussex County comp plan divides the county into growth areas and rural areas. The plan states that the growth areas are where allowable residential densities will remain the highest. As indicated on the future land use map, the Dorman property is in the environmentally sensitive developing area. That is one of the growth areas designated in the plan. The plan states that a range of housing types should be permitted in the environmentally sensitive developing area, including single family, townhouse, and multifamily units. And the plan states that the environmentally sensitive developing areas are areas that can accommodate growth provided special environmental concerns are addressed.
And we're doing that, right?
Certainly how we tried to design this with those factors in mind. Again, our revised proposal incorporates the 157 single family lot section and 176 duplex section. So you have a mixture of higher priced single family homes and more affordable, moderately priced duplex units in the beach area. Affordable housing is a relative figure. You're all familiar with the beach area. Many people wouldn't consider prices in the beach area to be affordable, and they're not affordable to a lot of people. But again, that's a market-driven number. The duplexes, though, again, will be significantly less than single-family homes in the area. This location is appropriate for growth. The site is designed responsibly to address the potential environmental impacts that, again, we've already discussed, and the central water and sewer. It will meet or exceed the stormwater management regulations and use best management practices, provide, again, as I stated, not only the required tidal buffers, but the voluntary buffer from the non-tidal wetlands. Ed mentioned that in these buffers, we actually did draft a potential covenant that would be placed on that, which we certainly would have no objection to you making a condition of approval, that these voluntary buffer areas would be subject to a recorded covenant that would require them to remain in a natural state. Obviously, the details of that would have to be worked out, but that could be done, that it would be subject to the county attorney's approval. But that is the intention, to leave these in a natural state, except for areas that have to be accessed for some reason. And then the only type of activity that could occur in there would be like if a tree was falling over or there was a dangerous situation where you could remove things of that nature. The comp plan, again, this is the county's comp plan, also notes that growth has significant positive effects on local businesses, but it also has public impacts that must be considered when you're making a zoning decision. What are those impacts and how do they relate to our application? The plan states that the first impact is the need for new schools and school expansion. And again, as we stated, we're across from the Beacon Middle School. We're adjacent to the brand new elementary school, which is in the precise area that the district anticipated and planned for growth. Another impact mentioned in the plan is the need for more central water and sewer service. And we've already stated this is in a franchise areas for water, and it's in a county sewer district that's already been planned and is being expanded. Traffic impact obviously is always a major consideration. I've already stated the DLDOT projects in that area and what would be required of us, and of course, most importantly, the signalization and reconstruction of the Route 24 Mulberry Knoll intersection, which you're all familiar with that intersection. It seemed to me that it needs to be done now, even if nothing else was being done. But
praise the Lord.
We certainly will be required doing it. I have trouble not running over those pipes that stick up when I go down there.
I don't think they'll hurt your car.
Another impact mentioned in the plan is the demand for health and social services. Again, there's medical and dental offices located in this area, as well as the Delaware Eye Institute and the BB Health Campus. And obviously, the BB Health Campus, again, is located there because that's where the hospital anticipated and planned for future growth to occur. And then the final item mentioned in the plan is the demand for affordable housing. The plan states that increased housing costs price many low and moderate households out of the housing market, increasing the area's affordable housing shortage. In response, the plan recognizes that Sussex County must continue to expand its efforts aimed at encouraging construction of more affordable housing. Our development's duplex component will create what would be affordable housing option in this relatively moderate to high-priced beach area market. So in summary, our proposal is totally in accordance with the comp plan and addresses the public impacts identified. And then the third legal basis that I mentioned for consideration is the Delaware Strategies for State Policies and Spending. That was just updated by the Office of State Planning Coordination in March. The strategies document was created to provide a guidance for state activities and to serve as a framework for coordinating state activities with plans and actions of local governments in order to create a unified view toward growth and preservation priorities that all the governments could use to allocate resources together. The strategies document classifies land as being in an investment level 1 through 4 and a fifth category called out of play. As confirmed by the PLUS letter from Connie Holland, the director of the Delaware Office of State Planning Coordination, the Dormans property is located in investment level 2. Investment level 2 reflects an area where growth is anticipated by local, county, and state plans in the near-term future. The revised 2015 strategies document also designates the portion of the Dorman land that is being developed as being in the investment level 2, and that was just done in March. There are portions of the dormant property that we're not developing that you've already heard about, the pond and the glade area. They are, again, are not being developed and are not in a level two. The strategies document states that in the investment level two area, state investment policies support a wide range of uses and densities and encourage departure from typical single-family dwelling developments to promote a broader mix of housing types. The strategies document also encourages that new school construction be directed to areas that will integrate school facilities into the communities and neighborhood that they serve, which again I think is precisely what we're doing with the access, pedestrian access from the site. The document also states that it's the state's aim to make transportation system capacity improvements, safety enhancements, and signal system enhancements to area roadways. And lastly, the strategy states on the subject of housing that the strategy directs that the state will support residential growth, supplement it with infrastructure and essential neighborhood services, continue to encourage a broad mix of housing options, such as single-family detached, duplexes, and townhomes, to meet the diverse needs of all income ranges and household types. And again, in response to those stated goals of the strategies, our application is, again, in the area that the strategies directs it. It's the type of housing that the strategies mention, single family and duplex. It's consistent with the educational goals in light of the schools adjacent to us and across the road. It's in the area where growth is anticipated. It's consistent with the transportation goals of making roadway improvements. And again, our responsibility to do the signalization of Route 24. And again, Mrs. Deaver, that is our responsibility. DelDOT wasn't going to do that part of their project, but we will have to do that, and it's our responsibility to pay for it.
When you say to pay for the entire thing?
Yes. And then lastly, our application is consistent with the housing goals of the plan. And we'll provide, a relatively affordable housing option in this area.
But that would be between you and DelDOT. We don't really get involved
Correct.
In the phase for that.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you do in that you normally make a condition of approval that we would have
yes.
to do what DelDOT says. So in closing, I will be very brief. I know we've taken a lot of time.
Well, we've been asking a lot of questions.
Okay, don't
yes.
ask any more then.
Don't ask any more.
Yes, go
He's
ahead and Mr. Fuquash.
I understand that in making a land use decision, the council faces significant influences and pressures. There's pressure, opinions, point of view from the opponents of the application. There's always political considerations. There's even your own personal opinions as to how this decision should be. And, of course, they're all legitimate factors. But those considerations are not the basis on which you are to make a decision. The courts have instructed the council that a land use decision must be based on the legislative standards that the council itself created in its comp plan and its zoning ordinance. Now, I've reviewed with you what those legislative standards are and how our application complies with those standards, and that is the land use law today. Now, if you disagree with those standards or you think they should be modified, the council has the right and the authority to change them, and I know you are in the process of reviewing the comprehensive plan. And as I said, that is your right and your authority. But the current standards, as they appear today in your zoning ordinance and comp plan, are the law, and that is what this application is subject to. An owner of land, whether they've owned the land for a short period of time or over 100 years like the Dorman family, they have property rights. They're entitled to utilize and rely on those rights if they're used in accordance with the county's land use standards. And this application does that. Also, I certainly recognize that this application, as most applications, raises legitimate issues regarding traffic, environmental protection, and similar impacts to development. But for all the reasons we've already stated, those concerns are properly and responsibly addressed by this application. The Planning and Zoning Commission has not made a recommendation to council on this application, so it's going to be some time before this will be back on your agenda, and obviously you will not be voting today. But when it is back on your agenda, based on the facts and the law, we do urge your approval of our MRRPC application for 333 units as we've modified. with recreational amenities, subject to the conditions that you deem appropriate, since this is an RPC. And for the record, I will submit copies of proposed findings and conditions for your consideration, and that will conclude our presentation, subject to any additional questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Fuqua. Council, have any questions?
Well, does it do anything to improve the people that live around it? Huh?
How's he going to answer
that? That's an opinion.
Yes.
I'm still worried about the folks that can't get out on the road that live there now. I don't think DelDOT's going to help them.
The signalization of Route 24 and Mulberry Knoll.
Do you think
road,
that's going to help Briarwood folks? I mean, I can't configure that.
Well, yes. Mrs. Deaver, we can't solve a problem for an existing development that isn't even our site. Briarwood shares an entrance with Hart's Landing onto Route 24. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. Yeah, there's nothing we can do about that.
Yeah, I know. We're bringing more in, though.
Please keep it down in the audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Mr. Cole.
Jim, I accept, let's say, the premise that this isn't a growth area. It's in the environmentally sensitive growth area. But let's say I don't accept your proposed density, okay? And you use the argument that our land use plan, emphasizes the urban characteristics of an area, which would justify then the density and the development, all that stuff. When I look up the definition of urban, what is your definition of an urban characteristics or urban? I just looked it up. It just says it's relating to cities or people who live in them. Characteristics of or constituting a city. So each in the definition, city is emphasized. When I look up rural, it says relating to, it just died on me here, relating to the country or people who live there instead of a city, or relating to the country and country people and life and agriculture. Can you define, or can you help me with this, explain to me why this would, in your mind, is a area that you would consider to be urban?
Well, again, obviously you have dictionary definitions of these words.
It's a guide.
And usage of these. I'm going from the point of view that the county's comp plan, which, again, the council enacted, divides the county into two designations. Okay, one is growth areas, and the other one is rural areas. Okay, this piece is not in a rural area.
No, I
accept
that.
It's in a growth area.
I accept that.
All right, so there's some distinction in the plan itself between what these areas are. So this is not a rural area, so what is it? Is it an urban area? If you go to the MR zoning purpose, it states the purpose is to permit this density in areas that are urban or becoming urban, okay? Oh. Well, and my point would be, we have residential development surrounding our site. We have the state police headquarters that is being built. We have a new elementary school that's being built adjacent to our mm-hmm. site. There's a middle school across the street from us. There's the BB Health Campus down the road from us, and numerous other activities of that nature going on. And I don't know what's going to happen with the Townsend property, but that's going to be developed, all right?
But the development occurs in rural areas all over the country, and I'm just saying, it's just that the definition of urban is it's more like a city, where you got a city government, or you got city this, or you got a commercial.
No, I don't think, you got a commercial. I don't think that's what it means at all.
Well,
it's the nature of the environment, okay? And again, there's some line where you cross where it moves from urban.
But the environmentally sensitive district went all the way around the inland bays, and you're trying to you're going to tell me that all that area that we put into that environmentally sensitive developing area was urban?
No,
or is urban now just because we've designated urban?
No, I didn't say
urban?
That. I said that was a distinction used
in the comp
plan. But I'm just saying, look at the facts of what's in this area. Okay, that I just mentioned.
Right.
All right. And you decided that, is that a rural area where you have hospitals and two schools and a state police headquarters, or is it an urban area? You may have a different opinion.
I know, but many schools can be placed in rural areas and many hospitals are in rural areas. But I'm just saying, if the definition is it's related to a city, the closest city would be Lewis or Rehoboth.
Well, it doesn't relate to a city.
Or even Coastal Highway.
I don't disagree with your premise there.
Well, I'm just saying, that's the thing. So if we're...
I think this is an urban or a becoming urban area. That's our position.
Becoming a city, you think, maybe?
No, not becoming a city. That's not what it says. It says urban.
Okay. I would.
Well, I'm just defining urban. That's all. All
right. I would offer that, you know, folks in Gumbro perhaps would consider this as being urban. It's all relative, I would say. I mean, it's all relative.
No, the definition of urban, it relates to a city. The definition of rural relates to country.
Right.
But I don't consider this.
Well,
it's an opinion.
But I know, when you use the word, but I don't care where you use the word urban, the definition is the same. We all don't have different definitions of rural or urban. So unless somebody can explain that to me.
But George, logically taking your position there.
I understand.
What you're saying is your MR district says that MR zoning should go into areas that are cities or becoming cities.
Or closer to cities. I'm just saying this. There's nothing in our land use plan that says an area like this needs to be upzoned for density. Growth is a subdivision. Just going through the subdivision approval of planning and zoning, that's growth. That's density.
I agree 100% with you. There's nothing that says you have to increase the density.
Right, exactly.
All I'm saying is that when you make that decision on our application, whether density should be increased from AR to MR, you base that on your zoning ordinance, your comprehensive plan, and the state strategies. That's the basis of which you do it, and that's your job.
Well, I know. Like I said, I agree it's in a growth area, but I don't know where the growth area says it has to be developed at this density.
And it doesn't. It because doesn't say it has to be.
Maybe, in my opinion, it's not in an urban area, because I think parts of Sussex County that look like this are not urban.
And, of course, I've been trying to encourage you to adopt my position, which perhaps I have not been successful at. However, it's been stated.
Okay. Are there any other questions to Mr. Fuquay?
You got me.
If not, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? The lady right up here, come first, and we'll get to everyone.